Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I'm a research assistant with the Healthy Steps program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. As the team behind the Healthy Steps program, we understand how challenging it can be to make changes to get healthier. Getting more exercise in, sitting less, and eating a little better are all changes that take a long time to stick, which is why we've designed a program where a supportive coach can be there to help our participants along the way. Unfortunately, however, our coaches only meet with a participant every couple months or so, and participants can find it difficult to sustain positive changes between sessions. This episode is part three in a three-part series on how health coaches can use technology to improve the outcomes of their patients. Last week, we talked about activity trackers and how they can help your clients or patients achieve their goals. This week, we will be talking about eating trackers. Similar to activity trackers, eating goals are only valuable if you can measure them. Trying to calculate the caloric and nutrient metrics associated with your meals can be a Herculean task by hand. Oftentimes, the effort required to track one's diet is a significant barrier to actually doing so, which is unfortunate considering how important it is to accurately measure one's goals. Fortunately, however, we now have the ability to use technological tools that can do the heavy lifting for us. Smartphone apps that allow the user to enter in meal data are now commonplace and allow the user to track their serving intake for various food groups as well as see the daily nutrient and caloric composition of their meals. Some apps even allow the user to simply scan the barcode of the foods they have purchased to upload its nutrient details. One example of a diet tracking app is the eTracker app, developed by the Dietitians of Ontario. This free app, which is used in the Healthy Steps program, allows users to set healthy eating goals and then track their food choices and plan meals. Although diet tracking apps allow one to input meal information, there are also smartphone apps that will actually output a meal plan. One example of this type of technology is the Eat This Much app. This app allows users to enter their nutritional goals, foods they like, budget and schedule, and creates a customized meal plan for each user. Using a technology like this can make eating healthier a little easier for those who are not knowledgeable about nutrition or who just don't want to put in the effort to create a meal plan from scratch. The final type of technology that can help one achieve their healthy eating goals is the grocery list app. There are several options for iOS, Android, and Windows devices that are simple to use and allow the user to create a grocery list to guide their shopping trip. As I'm sure all of you have experienced, if there are cookies or other snacks in the house, they are going to get eaten. Alternatively, you can't eat more fruits and veggies if they're not in the house. As such, the grocery trip is one of the most important parts of one's healthy eating journey. A planning app makes it much easier to buy all the right foods. Although the classic paper and pencil lists of years past will suffice, the apps of today can easily be accessed on multiple devices and often have other smart features. All of the technologies highlighted could help your patient or client achieve their healthy eating goals. Consider exploring this space a little for yourself and pick out a couple apps that you think are especially helpful. The next time a patient or client is having some challenges, suggest they try one of these supporting technologies. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you would like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even about becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you would like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.